Blog Talk Radio.
To piss off all the SJWs out there, baby's cold outside.
I really can't
but
stay.
But baby, it's cold outside.
I've got to go
but
away.
But baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has
been hoping that you'd drop
so
in.
So very nice.
I'll hold your hands. They're just like
my mother will start to
beautiful,
worry.
What's your hurry?
And father will be pacing the floor.
Listen to the fireplace
so
roar.
Really I'd better scurry.
Beautiful, please don't
well,
hurry.
Maybe just a half a drink
put
more.
Put some records on while I
the neighbors might think.
Maybe it's bad out there.
What's in this
no
drink?
No cabs to be had out there.
I wish I knew
your
how
eyes are like starlight now.
To break the spell.
I'll take your hat. Your hair looks
I
swell.
Ought to say no, no,
mind
no,
if I'm moving
at
closer.
Least I'm gonna say that I tried.
What's the sense of hurting my pride?
I really can't stay.
Baby, don't hold out. Baby,
but it's cold outside. Must
but
go.
Baby, it's cold outside.
The answer
but
is no.
Baby, it's cold outside.
This welcome
how
has been
lucky that you dropped
so
in.
Nice and warm.
Look out the window at that storm.
My sister will be suspicious.
Gosh, your lips look delicious.
My brother will be there at the
waves
door.
Waves upon a tropical shore.
My maiden aunt's mind is
ooh,
vicious.
Ooh, your lips are delicious.
Well, maybe just a cigarette more.
Never such a blizzard before.
I've got to get
but
home.
But baby, you freeze out there.
Say, lend me a
it's
coat.
It's up to your knees out there.
You've really been
I
grand.
I thrill when you touch my
but
hand.
But don't you see?
How can you do this thing to
there's
me?
There's bound to be talk tomorrow.
Think of my lifelong
at
sorrow.
At least there will be plenty in
if you caught pneumonia and
I really
died,
can't
get
stay.
Over that old doubt. Ooh, baby,
but
it's cold
outside.
And we are live. Joining me tonight is my lovely co-host, Michael Connolly. That was Baby, It's Cold Outside. I figure, you know, since this world is going to hell in a handbasket, I'm going to see how many SJWs I can piss off before the end of the year. So I'm going to do everything in my power just to be ornery. Hello, Michael. How are you?
Well, I'm doing pretty good. Actually, I like that song. I always did
I love
that
the song.
Song.
I love the song. But, you know, it's a date rape song, you know?
Yeah. But you know what, though? It's appropriate for what's going on right now. It's so cold outside in terms of human kindness, it's not even funny. And,
you know. You hit the nail on the head, though, man. This is, what was the exact quote from Martin Luther King? Don't judge a man by his color. You judge him by his character. Well, you know, everybody's character is showing, and it's quite blinding because it is people are really, really, really getting so ugly and so nasty, and it is at its peak, and I do believe that Barry Hussein Satoru, aka Barack Obama, built this.
Well,
and
I agree with you 100% because I just agree with you 100% because Mr. Obama appears to be on the sidelines sending in plays all the time to the opposing team. I mean, that's what it seems to me like. You know,
well,
you look at...
Because he's a terrorist.
Yeah.
You know, he should be tried for crimes against we the people of the United States and the United States. And, well, not to mention, I mean, the people, we the people of the world, too. He needs to be tried, and we know that he would be convicted, and I believe that they should implement the Logan Act. I think that they should, if they actually implemented the Logan Act just on one of these people, it would put the fear into them all that there are consequences. But you have all these idiots, oh my gosh, okay, all these idiots, you know, let's turn, go over to Chaz. Let's take a vacay to Seattle. Oh, my gosh. Come on, people. Really? Couldn't you have found a better acronym than Chaz? Because when I do think of it, I think of Chaz Bono. Capital Hero Autonomous Zone. Okay. People. My goodness gracious, is this a joke? What in the fudge is going on? I have to really control my sailor mouth tonight because I'm just spitting them out left and right.
Tell us how you really feel.
These people are friggin' bizarre, okay? These people are, you know, this is what guilt, well, you know, because I do believe that some guilt can be good, okay? And you should have a conscience about how you handle things. But, you know, these kids were not spanked when they were children. They, once again, thank you, government, because it was like, you cannot spank your kids anymore. They can call the police on you. They can call CPS on you. They can take themselves away from you if you spank them for robbing a store. You know, it's all our rights as parents got stripped from us, and these are the people that are now in charge in charge of Chaz. Think about it.
Well, you're right about that. See, the whole narrative was lost from the very beginning. Because I have no issues with the people who protested peacefully, none whatsoever.
Okay.
And I believe, quite honestly, that what they were protesting is something that does need to be looked at in general. But these people who came in looting and violating other people's rights should, you know, they should be arrested and locked away. I mean, quite honestly.
Because those are rioters. They are not protesters. I'm a protester, and I will proudly say that I am a protester, and
mm-hmm.
I am not a rioter. And you're comparing apples to oranges, for one thing,
mm-hmm.
and not just you, Michael. I mean,
yeah.
Mainstream media has been pounding that in everybody's head. Yeah, they're peaceful protesters that are breaking into the auto zone and lighting it on fire. No, those are rioters. Those aren't protesters.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that, yes, the police department needs to be revamped, okay? For sure. Man, oh, man. I've been pulled over, gosh, I couldn't even count how many times in my life. And I'm white, okay? I'm white. And it was basically because of the vehicle I was driving. Was it stolen? Absolutely not. Was it not pretty? Yeah, you bet. It wasn't pretty. Okay, it wasn't one of the beautiful cars. But it got me from point A to point B. Okay, and never failed. Whenever I drove to Newport Beach, oh, every single time I drove into Newport Beach, I would get pulled over. And I knew I'd get pulled over.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you a question, Eva. Because there's so many different ideas about what this protest is all about. What do you feel like this protest is about in your mind?
Okay, I believe that it has been so skewed that nobody knows what they are protesting. Because there is no organization whatsoever, okay? It is total, complete chaos. I come to find out doing research on Chaz.
that sounds like a foreign country.
think about it. It is, Michael. They claim they are free from the United States. So, in other words, these people that are United States citizens stole part of the United States, which I believe is a treasonous act, and claimed it as their own. They built a wall when they decided to take it over. Granted, I mean, it's not, you know, anything fancy schmancy, but still, they barricaded it off, so technically they built a wall. The police hightailed it out of there, and they brought in weapons of their own, and they police it, so they have their own police department. So what are they protesting? Think about it. Absolute no sense. The person that started this chat is a female that likes other females. Allegedly, George Soros is targeting the lesbian community and having them do his dirty work. Which, I mean, think about it, it makes sense. Because any female that wants to portray herself as a man and get high fives or kudos from taking over part of Seattle and starting this. I mean, what unhinged person wouldn't want to take on that responsibility? And I'm not saying all lesbians are unhinged, okay? But this woman that started Chaz allegedly has counts against her for relationship abuse. She's mentally abusive in her relationship. She has tried to commit suicide. So she's definitely unhinged. Okay.
Yeah.
There is no doubt about it. And then who takes over after her is some rapper that I've never ever heard of. So now he's he's the kingpin, and he got knocked off of his pedestal because he's a homophobe. And so who's in control? I have no idea.
Well, we already know the mayor of Seattle has no control. She relinquished that when she allowed them to take over that area. Now, I read a story today, true or not, that the city is, they had their barricade was makeshift pallets, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Well, the city fell to their demands, and now they have concrete blocks that they use, like on the side of the, when they're doing road construction and stuff like that.
Okay, that's what I saw first. I didn't see what you had said in the first part of your statement there. I saw the barriers, cement barriers.
I saw those
up first. But this is, I go away for a week, and this is what I come home to. Oh, my gosh.
the whole problem I have is that, personally, and this just is my own opinion, I don't think they handled this protest in the correct way to begin with. I mean, I understand the cause. Yeah, I do understand the cause, because there has been oppression amongst non-whites for a very long time, and then even whites now. We're slaves to the system as we speak. But a lot of things that people don't realize was everybody says, Abraham Lincoln was such a great person, blah, blah, blah. He freed the slaves.
Okay.
Interestingly enough, there's documents out there that show that while Reconstruction was happening, there was over 2,000 black men hung in Washington, D.C. itself.
Okay.
And
now, I
understand
that
narrative.
Okay. I understand that, too. Okay, but when are we going to separate today's life from the past? I mean, because Michael, neither side of my family, from my father's side or my maternal family, were slave owners.
Right.
Okay, so why in the heck should I be responsible and pay, their demands of retribution? I should not be responsible for that. It's like, oh my goodness gracious. I mean, I can't even give you a proper analogy to this, because this is so freaking bizarro to me. Okay, the sins of your father, okay? We didn't own any slaves. We haven't killed any black people. We haven't killed anybody. It's like, when is this madness going to end? And then what is it going to be like, if I ever get grandkids, what's their life is going to be like? What is their children's life going to be like? Oh, my gosh. I dread to think.
Right. Well.
Because it's like, your great-great-great-great-great-great-grandmother had an online radio show, and she said this at one time, so you're responsible? Geez, Louise, give me a break. It makes no sense. I understand people's frustration, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I do. And don't think for one second, though, that other races have not felt the baton of a policeman.
Yeah.
Because That's just not so, folks. Okay, and it's extremely sad, but it happens to us all. Like I said, I can't even start to count how many times I have been pulled over just because of the vehicle I have driven. And today, if I got into my car right now, I mean, the paint is fading away. It's a Honda, of course. All Honda's paint fade away. Well, they do. Come on. And my goodness gracious, I could go driving in some areas right now and get stopped just because of my paint that is fading away.
It's almost like there's a, and I know this sounds bizarre, but it's true. There is a certain amount of bigotry that is practiced by officers who patrol the highways because it does seem like that's the only kind of cars they pull over, unless it's a, one of those high speed sports cars.
Yeah. Right.
So there might be what you call a little bit of vehicle bigotry amongst the cops. Well, if that guy's driving that rattle trap, wonder how much dope he's got in the back of that vehicle or whatever the case.
Okay, the car that I had, it was 71 Dodge Polara. It had cancer, so its body was eaten away. Half of the roof was friggin' gone. And so when it rained, I mean, it rained on the inside of the car. It had so much character, though. And it had a hole in the muffler, so it was extremely loud. I tell you, it was the size of a yacht, but it drove like a dinghy. But it never failed. Every place I drove that car, I would get stopped. I got stopped twice in one day.
Yeah. Wow.
From one city to the next city. Totally unbelievable. So it's not, I don't think that it's, maybe you're right. Maybe it is. I do believe that your vehicle can get you into trouble. Yeah, I guess. Well, that's wrong how I phrase that, because if that's all you can afford at the time, then that's all you can afford. I mean,
right.
It is. It's bizarre, though. It is bizarre. And then in Chad, I should do a side-by-side of Chad, Seattle Chad, and Chad Bono. take a trip to Chad. But this is, I just don't, I'm not digging this gig. This is, but back to Chad, you have this one person and he is saying that he's announcing to the people of Chad. I don't know what to call these people. The commune of Chad. He's making demands, and then he's saying, white people, give $10 to a black person. And it's like, okay, what is wrong with this picture? Okay, I am not going to submit to anybody that is it. Well, I won't submit anyhow, but come on, this is ridiculous.
Yeah.
If you are white, you're going to get penalized because of the color of your skin? And then, okay, now let's, you know, they take Gone with the Wind off of Netflix. Okay, Gone with the Wind is a very near and dear movie to me, and for very, very personal reasons. And it's a great movie. It is a great movie. The first black woman to win an Academy Award was the woman who played Mammy in the movie Gone with the Wind.
Yep.
So they're going to strip her of that title? Because that's what they're doing.
Yeah.
Okay? They're stripping her of her glory. And she fought hard for these roles. And she, I was reading an article about her. Very interesting woman. And she chose all these parts as far as being like mammy parts and stuff. You know, the setting in those times, she loved playing those parts. And she said that she went up to the producer, or the director rather, of Gone with the Wind, and she wanted to make some changes for her role. And he let her do it.
Yeah.
Now do you call that, was she in slavery? She got paid for doing the movie. She loved the part.
Yeah.
You know, I think that people have taken, you know, 20 steps forward and then gone 30 steps backward. it's so sad that people feel this way. And even that person that is self-entitled herself, Queen Latifah. Queenie, if you have a problem with what I'm going to say, call into the show. You know, she believes that, yeah, it should be taken off, abolished, Gone with the Wind.
I just don't understand how, I mean, or even why they would want to destroy history. I mean, you can't change history. That's the past. It's there. So you're going to try to destroy it so that nobody else can ever understand the mistakes that this country went through to become the country that it is today. And we've corrected not everything, but we have corrected a whole lot of things in this country, you know. But people just don't give a damn. You know, what was the famous line that, or what's his name said? Frankly, my dear, I just don't give a damn. You know.
Rhett Butler.
Yeah, Clark Gable. You know, I mean, that's starting to be where I am in this whole scenario. I mean, it's just a disastrous nightmare as far as I'm concerned. I'm just hoping one day I'll wake up and say, oh, God, thank Lord, it was just a dream, a bad, bad dream. But I know in reality that's not the case. You know, we have created a situation for ourselves that we may not be able to get out of, Eva.
That's what I'm saying. You know, you take 30 steps forward, 20 steps forward, and you go back 30 steps.
Yep.
That's exactly what is going on. And if anything will rush the New World Order into play faster than this, I don't think anything, there is anything that will rush it in faster, because they've got us exactly where they want us, and people are so freaking ass stupid to buy into this shit, hook, line, and sinker, and that's what they're doing, is buying into this.
Yeah.
And my goodness gracious, come on, this is, you're defeating the purpose. You're playing right into these parasitic political people's pockets. You're jumping into them. Free will. What is wrong
with
these
exactly.
people?
They have been people, you know, and even my age, and of course you're younger than me, but you're aware of this kind of stuff. Even back in my age, there was propaganda that was being taught at the schools, but it didn't really get bad until the early 70s and the 80s were probably the most dominating educational changes ever to take place in this country. You know, I mean, I don't remember which senator it was, but one of those women senators said, well, children need to be raised by the state anyway. Really? Are you kidding me?
Oh, my gosh. She was, I know exactly who you're, I'm visualizing them right now. And I know exactly because that was, I want to say it was Clinton administration.
Well, I wouldn't be a bit surprised. I was thinking that it was quite possibly Nancy Pelosi is who I thought said that, or Pocahontas or whatever her name is. I thought one of them might have said it, but...
I'm visualizing her with her brown hair saying it right now to all of us. And, but these are the things that we really have to be paying attention to, are the things that are said. But I don't know, man. The name of the tonight's show is Calgon Take Me Away. Never more a deceitful commercial than that Calgon Take Me Away, because I've been in luxurious bubble baths before, and it's like, Calgon, take me away. And I'm still in the bubble bath. Never went to any exotic foreign lands or anything like that. but there is, I mean, it's a, there comes a point in time where you just wish that you could, like, you know, zip off and go away someplace. I mean,
yeah.
But the craziness is all over the world now. You know, they're still pushing the Rona, okay. There are so many. okay. I know of a facility. It is an assisted living facility, but the people predominantly do stay at the facility. If their family comes by, they can come and take them out and what have you, you know, for outings and stuff. And but since the Rona came over here, they've been pretty much on lockdown, okay?
Yeah.
Everybody is in hazmat gear and crap like that, and family members cannot even go and see their loved ones, the whole nine. It's just, it's heartbreaking.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
There's been allegedly a second outbreak of the Rona. So with all this protection and everybody's all geared up and stuff, and, I mean, professionals came in and sanitized that place, facility, from head to toe, corner to corner. How could another breakout occur?
Well, that's an interesting concept.
Okay. You know what's even more interesting is that this woman that I follow, Peggy Hall, and I was watching her video this morning, and I mean, she does her research. Man, oh man, does she do her research. Well, she went into the OSHA part of this, all the mask, wearing the mask.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what exactly does OSHA stand for?
Occupational Safety and Health Administration.
Okay, so OSHA is top dog, okay? You have to follow OSHA's guidelines. OSHA even says that these masks do not protect you from the virus. So if you are employed, depending upon, you know, we have what is called Cal OSHA here in California. Cal being California, OSHA. And even our Cal OSHA paperwork says that it is dangerous for employees to be wearing masks. So if you are in California, I will be posting that video from Peggy Hall on my Facebook page. So you can take a gander at that. Or just look up, you know, your state OSHA programs, and you can fight this. Your employer cannot force you to wear a mask, and it is going to be detrimental to your health, your well-being.
Right.
So, so I really wish there was an attorney out there that would call into the show, 319-527-6092, because I would love to pick your brain, because I am very, very interested in starting up a class action lawsuit for everybody in their state, their own state, against their governors and all the states that actually implemented their own little rules for safety against the Rona. Because this is to the point of ridiculousness. I mean, I see people, people are so friggin' petrified. I see people walking the street with those doggone masks on, and there is nobody around them. Nobody whatsoever around them. I see people with their windows rolled up in their cars with masks on, and they're the only people in the car. I am just, I just want to do a brake check on everybody that I see in my rearview mirror that has a mask on. Do a brake check. And tell them exactly how dangerous it is for them to be wearing that mask.
Yeah.
It's heartbreaking to me to see people that have went all the way in and bought into this lie that they are pushing. It is, it, it, beyond me. I don't get it, man. I just don't. I don't get it. The proof is out there. I don't know. I don't know. What say you?
Well, you know, what I find really interesting is when you gather all that information up and you put it in a sorting machine and you sort it out according to category, you know, you get a whole lot of different categories. I mean, here's a classic example. The Judiciary Committee, the Senate Judiciary Committee, met today to discuss or held a hearing on the use of force by police, but refused to address qualified immunity for cops. Now, I have a real issue with that, you know, and I'll tell you why. What that law is, actually, and I can't recite the law by its name verbatim, but there's a law out there that essentially protects police from being held accountable for someone getting hurt in their district and or whatnot, you know, or by any of their actions. Okay, so what the hell is qualified immunity? That means you can seriously, you know, and
They already have that. They already have that.
No, I know, but they are. What I'm saying is the Senate is refusing to address that, and I think it needs to be addressed.
Okay,
I really do.
Actually, I believe that is the biggest problem that they do have with these police departments, okay? Because you have little instigator Billy who has his Canon video camera on him, and he is taking video. He's doing a First Amendment audit against the police department, trying to keep them honest and stuff like that. But Billy is kind of a smartass because I know plenty of these auditors, okay? And and some of them are smartasses. Some of them instigate this stuff. But so Billy's a smartass, so he has an altercation with the cop. And the cop, he accidentally breaks Billy's leg. Is the cop responsible for it? Absolutely not. The taxpayers of that city are responsible for it. And this is where it has to cease and desist. Okay? Each cop, in addition to the police department, not the taxpayers, should be responsible. Because the people, the citizens, are already paying for the police department. Anyhow, where is this money going? All of that money is not going to their salary.
Right.
So I believe that all of them should be held accountable for it. And I think that reform, boom, instantly. There'd be instant police reform if that was implemented.
Well, and especially if any lawsuit that resulted and was won by the plaintiff, that should come out of the police union dues or their retirement system. You know, that's what I think it should be. And you're right. You get two or three cops that pull something like that, and their retirement funds are put on hold, I'll guarantee you there'd be many a blanket party with soap in that police department. They would beat those two to death because that's what they work for, is their retirement, you know.
Right.
And so the good cops should take that into consideration and say, whoa, hold on here. Hold on just a minute. I'm not paying for your BS, you know, but we don't look at it that way. It's just like, you know, there is qualified immunity in every branch of our government. That's crazy. How can they do stuff that we're going to be locked up for? That's what I don't get, you know?
Because, again, the taxpayers are getting penalized. This whole system that oh, gosh, because we are part of the system. I'm, like, shaking right now. Because I'm going to start spitting out those words in a few minutes. Refrain, Eva, refrain. the whole system needs to be revamped and redone. Everything needs to be what we have been taught through life. I mean, we've got to unlearn and educate ourselves. I mean, because it's so important. Self-education is so, so very, very important. And but it can be done. It can be done. And where we actually have to start straight up at the top with those political parasites. Dude, what really does Congress do for the over $200,000 a year salary? They make laws. They make laws against us.
Yeah.
They are supposed to represent us. They do not represent us. California has like 52, maybe in between 52 and 54 Congress people in California. Okay? The only one that actually gives a damn is Devin Nunes. Okay? The rest of them are POSs. And it all has to get, I mean, redo it, abolish it totally and completely. I don't care at this point in time. All I know is that they are bucking for a big, huge civil war. And, yeah, there's civil unrest against us. We're against each other, and that's all by design.
Yeah. Well, it's like I've said time and time again, and people like to ridicule me and make fun of me because I say this, but this is the absolute fact. You cannot stop change, period, point blank. It's going to happen one way or the other. Some of the changes will be to our liking. Some of the changes won't be to our liking. The fact of the matter is we as human beings have to learn to deal with that stuff that we don't particularly care for. I mean, for example, like right now, I am really upset, and I'm as shaking as much as you are about the fact that the Justice Department is going to sue to halt the release of the war pig, John Bolton's book about the happenings in the White House. Or in other words, As the World Turns, when I was involved. They're going to sue him for that. Well, why? Why do you not want that book published? Well, you know what the first thing they're going to say? Because this is what they always say. Well, it's privileged information and or it's top secret, and there's no way you can get beyond that. So, but there's something there. There's something that's there that I think the people should be able to see and hear. You know,
I don't think it's just like during a court case and the judge puts a gag order on. I don't think that gag order should be allowed. I think that somebody is guilty of doing something, then let it be released. I don't care. And if they signed a non-disclosure agreement, okay, that's one thing. Okay, but if they did not then it's free gratis. I mean, yeah. And you would hope that your friends, wink, wink, would not use shit against you, just, I mean, out of the common courtesy of being your friend at one point in time. But, and women tend to be very catty bitches about that. and I'm not saying that guys don't have big mouths, because they do too. But, but it's just that, you know, if you're buddies with somebody, they're not going to open their mouths. I mean, and if they feel like you screwed them, then I don't know. I'm just the type of person that holds secrets to their grave. I mean, I just. I don't know. I don't talk out of turn. I don't tell people's business and stuff like that.
Right.
You know, and I definitely don't give people ammunition to use it against me either.
I hear you. Well, here's what I want to know. What age group is Generation Z?
Oh my gosh, you had to ask me that.
Well, the reason I asked that is because one of the headlines is, we are tired of waiting. Generation Z is ready for a revolution.
Okay. Because there's X, Y, Z... Generation Z is researchers and popular media use the mid to late 90s as starting birth years, and the early 2010s and as ending birth years. I guess the 90s, mid to late 90s, and to the early 2010s.
Yeah, that's what it looks like. I just now located the age range. It's 17 to the late 20s right now.
They're barely out of the welcome box, okay? So it's like, kids, do you really want to grow up that fast?
Yeah.
And if we know that this is not the generation that took over or started Chaz. They barely even have milk money, man. How could they contribute $10? I am so thankful that I'm just thankful that I don't know why. My God. This whole thing has me baffled. If anything can make me go speechless, it is this, because of just how stupid this all is. And people are just cutting off their noses to spite their faces. And it's like Wendy's, the thing in Atlanta, you know, with this recent shooting victim. Oh, my goodness. I saw the frigging video, okay? I'm not saying I don't believe that any killing is justified like that, okay? Unless you are being threatened. But the cop was being threatened, okay? Dude took his taser and tased him. So does that justify him being killed?
No. No, it does not.
Okay. You say no. I'm still, it's a fine line for me. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Just because the guy took the cop's weapon, and there's so many what ifs after that, because if he tased him and disabled the cop and was able to get to his weapon, then that could have happened too. There's so many variables. So
yeah.
You know, but like we discussed earlier, I mean, if mm-hmm. we make the police department, the police officers responsible for it, then so be it. But Wendy's had donated $500,000 to Black Lives Matter. And this is how they take it out on Wendy's. You know. And I'm sure that there were a lot of people that ate at the Wendy's, because any drive-thru is crap food anyhow. Come on, people.
Mm-hmm.
It's
crap
food. And Wendy is, there is no exception when it comes to Wendy. But I'm sure that there's a lot of people that ate at that Wendy's, and that could have been their only meal for that day.
Right.
And what are they doing? They're cutting off their noses to fight their faces. Wendy's is not the problem. Other establishments that have been burnt down and looted, again, who are you hurting? Are you hurting the man? Absolutely not. Are you giving it to the man? No, you're not. You're taking out your anger and your frustration on something that it doesn't matter. But ultimately, it does matter. You know what I mean? It doesn't matter. It's an inanimate object, but still, other people benefit from these things.
Right.
It is. It's bizarro to me.
Yeah.
And now.
Well.
Now. Go ahead.
Well, it's like that. You know, the guy who got shot. You know, that we were just discussing.
Right.
He was shot in the back. That's a coward that shot him.
But. Okay. That would be like, okay. You and I are in a gunfight, and I shoot my weapon at you, and then I decide to run, okay? And then you return fire, and it hits me and shoots me in the back. That's not your fault that I got hit in the back.
I understand what you're saying, but, you know, the stuff that you see on Facebook, I mean, we can go to the George Floyd situation. We can go to this situation. The man was out on... because of the COVID-19, according to the story. He was because he had beat a child or something like that. And he went to the store, was drunk, and he was able to take a taser away from the cop. Well, first of all, if he was drunk and was able to snatch that taser from that cop's not a very good cop. That's okay. Number one. Number two, okay. Number two, like George Floyd... They're saying, oh, well, he was locked up in prison, and he did this, and he did that, and I'm positive he was high on fentanyl and so forth and so on. You know what? That's got nothing to do with the fact that his neck was broke, basically, because of him. I mean, that is what this is what really irritates me. His past has got nothing to do with the circumstances that killed him.
It doesn't have anything to do with shit or shinola.
But these people who push that, though, are trying to make it look like the cop was in the right by doing that, because he was such a bad guy, according to Little Miss Brat Candace Owens.
Okay. Now, George Floyd... First of all, you're comparing apples and oranges, okay? Because what's the same? What is the same between them? There's nothing that is the same. There's a dude that is driving around drunk, passes out, and I saw the video footage, okay?
Yeah.
He passes out in a drive-thru, all these cars are having to go around him, and these are from witnesses, okay, having to drive around him to go through the drive-thru. Could have been that Wendy's, too, I don't know. So the police come, and it takes them over a half hour to just get this guy's attention. They talk to him calmly. Everything's cool, calm, and copacetic, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then they give him a field sobriety test. He fails it. So they attempt to arrest him. Dude, did you see just the force? I don't know if you saw the video, man, but just the force of this guy resisting arrest. He literally kicks up the freaking one of the policemen and drops him. And this is not like he went and grabbed him and picked him up and threw him.
Yeah.
Okay? Uh-huh. So it is. It's very apparent that this guy has Hulk strength at this point in time. And a lot of times when people are on drugs, they do have superpower strength. Okay? And I'm not saying the guy was on drugs. But everything indicates that he was drunk. Okay, so while he's scuffling around with these two cops, I mean, he's throwing them around like rag dolls, and he grabs the one guy's taser. He starts to run. He turns around. He fires the taser at the one cop, and allegedly it tagged him. And then the cop in turn fires his weapon at him. Now, by that time, dude had already turned around and was running away. So in George Floyd's case, okay, he was passing out funny money, okay, and the cops decide to arrest him. Again, he showed resistance. They're trying to put him in the police car, and he kept pushing back. I don't know if you saw that footage.
Yeah. Okay. You're talking about Floyd, right?
Now we're on to Floyd. Okay. Uh-huh. But he had already had handcuffs on him. Okay, so he was incapacitated as it was. Once you get handcuffs on you, you're incapacitated. Okay?
Yeah.
Or at least that's how I view it. So then they wrestled George to the ground and put the knee hold on him. So they are two different cases. The only thing that is saying the same is that it happened to black men. Okay? Because totally different, though. The reactions were different, and one was more so than the other, and that was Rashid, is that his first name? Rashid?
Yeah.
So they're different, and I just that, but I mean, what kind of power should we allow the police to have? Should they even be carrying weapons? Should all of them have a canine unit? I think that is it's horrible and awful after seeing more and more police using animals. Where's the animal cruelty place? Where are they? Why aren't they stepping in? This is bizarro that they use dogs who can easily get injured from being on the police department. Look at the poor horses.
Yeah.
You know, people are throwing, killing the animals. I mean, I don't think that. But where do you draw the line? I mean, what are the rules?
Well,
and that's what I ask. What are the rules, Michael?
Okay. Well, this is the first thing I would say. Number one, we've got to stop the militarization of our police department. Bar none. That's got to stop completely. There is no reason, there is absolutely no reason whatsoever that a local sheriff's office, police office should have a armored tank with them.
I totally agree with you, but let me interject really quick. I don't believe in the militarization of police departments either, okay? But we've given them that power. What if we do strip them of that power? So now what do they have? What do they have left? They have their weapons, their 9mm, their AKs, their ARs.
Yeah. Well,
you know,
let me answer that with this statement one of our sergeants when I was in the military told us when we got to Vietnam. He said, I just want to tell you this. It's not the bullet with your name on it you got to worry about, because that bullet's going to get you no matter what, because that's just the way life is. He said, the one you got to worry about is the one that says to whomever it may concern. And that is an absolute fact. When you look at things right now, okay, the police department, when they take their oath, they know full well what they're getting involved in, just like the military knows full well what they're getting involved in. If they get sent to Iraq or Iran or Afghanistan, doesn't matter where they get, their chances of living or getting shot by a AK-47 or whatever are highly are a lot more positive in those countries in the position they're in, just like the police are in. So if you can't stand the heat, then get the hell out of the kitchen. That's what I tell these people. Now, there are, believe me, way more good cops than there are bad cops. Way more.
Right.
But when you look at the hiring policies of some of these places, and in particular, let's talk about Mayfield, New Jersey, where there was a guy who graduated from college that went and applied to be an officer in the county sheriff's department, and he was rejected. And you know why? Because he had a college education, because he could think. They didn't want people with high school educations or college educations in that town. They wanted people who could pack a gun, shoot and ask questions later. That is typical of, for example, in Georgia. I watched this actual show on that show where these guys make weapons all the time. I forget the name of it, but they make all kinds of weapons. It's on YouTube. This sheriff from a small county in Georgia went and had him a gun made and had it mounted to his Jeep. And his reasoning for it was, you never know, I may run into a bunch of drug dealers. Had a minigun mounted on the back of his Jeep. Now, in case you don't know what a minigun is, a minigun will fire 3,022 long rifle hollow point rounds per minute. Why does any sheriff need a weapon like that? They
not
don't.
I'm saying that they do.
Okay.
You're right. I don't
so
believe they
when,
do.
When I talk about not funding, I'm not talking about doing away with the police department. God, you got to have a police department. You really do. I mean, but we don't have to fund them to the extent that they can just flat walk into a street and just take over. And donning military-style gear promotes fear in the population. And you and I both know why they use fear, because you're easier to control.
Well, of course, you're easier to control. And I don't know the answer. I don't have all the answers, although I'm a genius, you know. I don't have all the answers. But, you know, if we don't straighten up and figure this crap out on our own accord, people are going to figure this crap out for us. And all I do is I can visualize right now the militarized police are bad right now. Can you imagine what it's going to be like when the UN steps in?
It's going to be horrible. It really is. John Kennedy, as much as I love the man, he signed our rights away to the UN in 1961. If I can find it, I've got it in my document somewhere, the actual copy of the actual signed document where he gave the UN the right to come in and snatch all of our weapons whenever the time and place required it because of unrest in the country.
Okay.
And
actually, I thought it was before that because I did this was many, many, many years ago. I did research on that, on all the executive orders and stuff like that, and I could have swore it was before Kennedy's time. The executive order on that, I too will try and find it. We should do that in an upcoming show just on executive orders that, all these presidents have sold us down the river with, because it is, if you actually just like stop, just for giggles one day, people, don't go to all the executive orders that have been signed. It's kind of like ridiculous laws that are still in the book. But the extent is damning to us, we the people. But it is just, it's so interesting. If martial law is implemented, then the UN can come in, and at that point in time, UN owns all your property. You own nothing. Nothing, not even the shirt on your back. And, again, these are the people that we have put into power or allowed to stay in power. We definitely, things have got to change because this ain't looking good for us, folks.
Nope.
It's sure not looking good. You know, week after week, we can do these radio shows and just view it to the world, but things aren't going to change unless somebody actually does it, makes a difference to change them.
Right.
Nancy Pelosi has been in politics for over 30 years.
Yeah, 34 years to be exact.
What the heck? You this is not what was intended, okay? And how it got skewed along the way is they bamboozled us somehow.
Yeah.
But the only way, you know, and I'm still convinced, Michael, that we're just going to have to go on those steps of Congress, Senate steps, and just physically arrest all these people. Because once we have them all arrested, then the military is probably going to go, shh, thank you. They're probably going to thank we the people.
Yeah.
But
yeah, but we saw how, but you and I saw firsthand how that works. Remember our friend from Colorado? He's still in prison.
Okay, so again, that was a little bit different of a scenario, though. But, you know, how many times have I said it? If the Icelandic people can do it in Iceland, then we the people can do it of the United States.
Sure, but in Iceland, they had most of the government officials behind them, and all of the police, what few there are in Iceland, were behind them, and they just flat walked in and arrested every CEO of every bank and locked them in prison and said, that's it. And now they are thriving. Iceland's one of the big countries as far as percent of growth in terms of its national product that it sells. And so, I mean, they're doing great with what they did, but if you and I gathered up 100,000 people and we marched on Washington and got to the Capitol and started demanding that this be changed and that be changed, and if we don't get this and we don't get that,
can't
we're going to storm
the
gates. And we're, okay, if
but
we
do
it
that
way, we cannot, we cannot beat the military. You know,
it can't be done. It can't be done that way. Okay.
Right. Right.
It's kind of like the white van pulls up and the. I can't even continue that sentence. But if we arrest them, we can't just like start making demands. No, 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 no. That's what they're doing in Chaz. Oh, my gosh. And, you know, those are little punks that are totally, completely clueless to what life is about.
Yeah.
And I don't know, man. But things have got to change ASAP, or else we're just going to be here again next week bitching and complaining about the same old, same old. Why? Because, A, we can, and that's what we do best, is bitch instead of do. We know that voting doesn't necessarily work. You know, we have, oh gosh, it's just so backwards. I don't think that our forefathers, even the ones that were Freemasons, I don't even know that they pictured it being this way in, you know, for future generations.
No, I don't think they did either. Because
the Constitution was there to protect us and against tyrannical government.
Well, that's right. But it hasn't, because we've allowed them to assume powers that were never given to them.
Exactly. You're right, Michael. We got to take this crap back and show them who's boss. We are not going to go into the next. We're going to cut off the show at 7:30 because you have a show coming up on Friday, correct?
No, Thursday.
I'm so sorry.
Well, no, I mean, I can do it on Friday. It doesn't really matter to me what day. I thought Thursday would be a good day since James is not able at this particular point to do any shows, that I would just use his spot until he determines or determines when he can come back, and then I can move to a different date if there's one available, you know. But, yeah, I wanna talk about a whole bunch of things, and that's why I asked you to host with me, because I'm like you. It's hard for me to sit here and just talk to myself for two solid hours. I couldn't do it.
Right. If I had made notes and stuff for tonight's show, that would have been totally, completely different. And I'm not saying it's all my fault. Okay, I did not make notes, and
could kind of incorporate both thoughts and ideas, because I actually think that would be a good idea. We could continue with what we're doing tonight and take up Thursday, and the last half hour, the last hour could be where I introduce what I wanted to talk about. I think that would be a good idea if you're up to it.
It's your show, man. I'm just along for the ride. gas for FF. Nobody rides for free.
Free, hello. I've still got that bumper sticker, believe it or not.
I do believe it. It's like I said, it's your gig, man. I'm just there for the ride, so you just tell me the topic, and I will try and get on board. It's just that, doing the shows even once a week it's very time consuming.
Yes, it is.
And sometimes I don't even like turning on my computer. I've been posting a lot of memes lately. And really, it's right now, the news is friggin' pretty stagnant. You have some things that are going on, the Bolton thing. You have, things just, we got Chaz going on, we got so much of this is a distraction from the bigger picture. And,
bingo.
And, you know, we have the election coming up here in November, and it's going to be a big one, man. I don't want to use the words, it's do or die, because it's die or die. It doesn't matter. I mean, you have, goodness gracious. You know, it's looking more and more like Biden's running mate is going to be Susan Rice. And, which is, oh my gosh. She's as evil as they come. People.
Wasn't she a part of George Bush's entourage and Barack Obama?
Exactly. Yes. Yeah. And okay, so you really have to be aware of that, because everybody's gonna look at her color and they're gonna go, she's a black woman, first black woman, blah, 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 blah. And it's like, you guys are stupid if that's the reason why you pick a candidate.
Here's the thing about it is that we really, and you've said this I don't know how many times, and it's the absolute truth and a fact, we're given the illusion that our vote counts, but these people have already been picked. And the thing of it is that it's because of the system that we have allowed to take the place of common sense in this country. Eva, I don't know how many shows you and I have done together over the years where we've talked about the dumbing down. Of course, you know I used to hate that word, but it's an absolute fact. The dumbing down of America through our children. Taking away religion. You know, that right there, you know, personally, I'm not a religious person. I'm a spiritual person. But don't sit there and tell people they can't go to church when you're going to be out there not wearing a mask in front of her. That is the craziest stuff I've ever heard in my life.
Okay. I have this meme, and I still have to post it, but it's so apropos because it shows everybody, you know, marching and before they start to riot, okay? and there's hundreds of thousands of these people, right? And yet they go after and arrest one friggin' paddleboarder who was in the middle of the ocean paddleboarding. Not quite in the middle, but he was out in the ocean paddleboarding. And they arrest him. And none of these people have practiced social distancing and this crap that they're throwing at us.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what the Rona rate has gone up to since these gatherings. I forget how Forrest Gump said that, but it's true though. I mean, stupid is like stupid does, something to that effect. And if anybody is going to have an outbreak of the Rona, it would be Chaz. Think about it.
Yeah.
Think about it. And haven't heard any new cases on that. And then this morning I watched a Ben Swan video, and another scientist said that other things have been added to the Rona that makes it man-made. And I don't doubt it. Why isn't the government concentrating on those people and putting Fauci behind bars and Bill Gates? And because this is so ridiculous. These people are friggin' guilty. And if it is true, and I do believe that those articles were true about Fauci, Anthony Fauci, you know, him working in China in the Wuhan lab and working with the Rona, I believe that he let it, he was part of the ones that released it.
I wouldn't be a bit surprised.
And why isn't he under investigation or arrested?
Because everybody's in compliance in their stories, because the end result is going to be the same regardless of which way we go. And the thing with I specifically remember last October when there was a big news article about Bill Gates was trying was trying to organize a mock virus outbreak.
Right.
To see how, so what the hell? I mean, you're going to do that and not, you know?
I think that is what Mike Pompeo was talking about when he was giving the White House briefing, and Trump said that we should have been notified of that or told of that. That there was going to be an outbreak. And I believe, you know, Mike Pompeo, I don't trust him. Like, I don't trust any of those creepy. Mike Pompeo has a special loathing for me, though. And, because he is just one POS, one big POS. And,
yeah.
And these people, I mean, Trump, if you're listening to the show, call in 319-527-6092. We need to talk, dude. We need to talk. Wouldn't that be a kick if somebody called in?
That would be.
Oh, my God. If I was impersonating Trump, now that would be freaking hilarious. But, you know, this has got to cease, and it's got to desist. Because this is going to be the demise of us all. Not just me, my family. It's you and your family, too, people. It's all of us.
That's
and
fact.
Even these Hollywood parasites who think that they're untouchable, they're going to be touched, too.
Yeah.
There ain't no such thing as the untouchables when it comes to the New World Order. Because everybody's going to be affected. And then you have all of them, they're going to they'll eat each other, too, ultimately, in the end. Because they
yeah.
won't have anybody else to eat.
I know. And, you know, I just saw something that I thought was kind of funny and rather ironic. I don't know his name, the governor of Virginia.
Northam.
Yeah, Northam.
Northam.
And then another governor, I believe, in Missouri. I stand corrected on the Missouri if that's the case, but I know there's another governor. They're proposing now that Juneteenth be a state holiday. And for those people who don't know what Juneteenth is, Juneteenth was a day that the blacks all celebrated their proclamation of so forth and so on. And so that was June 19th.
What in the fudgesicles is going on? Because Ralph Northam, out of everybody, why aren't the blacks targeting Ralph Northam? That is my big question.
Yeah.
Ralph Northam did the blackface. He was doing an interview. Alongside him was another person from Virginia that was doing the same interview, who was a black man, and he wanted to shake Ralph Northam's hand, and Ralph Northam wouldn't shake his hand. What is wrong with this picture?
Yeah, there's what it is, Eva. The fact of the matter is, these people are scared they're not going to be reelected, so they're pandering at the moment. That's what I call it, pandering.
That's right. It's pandering express. That's what it is. And oh my gosh, yeah, you have those. All those idiots that wear the African colors and stuff and took a knee. You know, really, I just don't get it. And, excuse me, GOP has gone to hell in a handbasket. A whole lot of them have gone to hell in a handbasket.
Right.
You don't know who you can trust, who you can't trust, who's on your side,
what?
Who's not on your side. Who is the minority? Really, truly, who is the minority?
We the people. We are the oppressed minority. I'm including every skin color there is. But see, here, this is what I see as absolute, undeniable proof that our government has screwed us bar none. You know, they borrowed $2 trillion from the state bank, so to speak, and paid out this money, of which I think it was $350 billion or million went to people in the form of $1,200 checks. Okay. There was X amount of dollars set aside for small businesses to get loans. Of course, that wasn't enough. But out of the $2 trillion, $1 trillion, or $900 billion, pardon me for being off $100 billion, but $900 billion went direct to Wall Street. Now, since there was supposedly $150 billion set aside for these small businesses, and, well, it's out of money, and small businesses are saying, where's our money? So people started asking Mnuchin, who is the Treasury Secretary, where's the money? Who did you give it to? Now they're refusing to tell people who they gave the money to. And there's a big... Well, of course, it went to these corporations. It's where it went.
Okay, it was spelled out in black and white. I mean, what the heck? I mean, Nancy Pelosi, it was friggin' as plain as day, had it all spelled out, and nobody seemed to bitch and complain. Well, I did, but especially when it came to them giving themselves raises. This is, you really honestly think they're going to tell you where the money went to? Honestly,
no, but you know what I'm saying? What I'm saying is, then that is when we get 30 or 40 million people to pack in to the small area of D.C., choke it down, and force these people out of office, dragging them by their ears if we have to. Do whatever it takes. We have got to get this country back on track, and it's not going to happen if we depend on them to do it.
Okay, but they're not going to be. Well, they won't be in D.C. because that's District of Criminals. Well, that's one thing I think that they're definitely should put a chokehold on that, and should put a chokehold on oh my gosh, there's so many the Vatican.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it is so ridiculous that I wish that Calgon could take me away. Because I would go. Okay, Mr. Mike, we are definitely going to wrap this show up. Thank you for hosting with me. Hopefully I'll get all these volume, the audio fixed on my computer here. So, see you on Thursday. Well, see you before that.
It'll be same time, same bat station. Everything that's going on right now, we will hopefully. The main thing I want to talk about is the differences between a coup and an insurrection, and everything that's in between. I think it's important because people are misusing those particular words in certain situations that make it difficult for people to understand. But we will discuss that on Thursday.
Just Eva, like protesters and rioters.
I appreciate you having me on with you tonight. And as always, if you need me next week, you know where I am.
Okay. Love you, Mr. Mike.
Love you
everybody,
too.
Thank you for tuning in to tonight's show. So we'll see on the flip side. If not, be sure to tune in tomorrow night for Kevin's Corner. And if you're not familiar with Kevin, he is he's a conservative, he's a black man, and he's very, very smart. He's been a teacher, a principal, blah, 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 very well educated. And I do recommend his show highly. And then Thursday night, like Michael said, I'm going to be doing a show with Michael on Thursday. And then all the way back to Monday, Jimmy may have a show or he may not. But he's been working a lot lately, so and I do thank you, Mr. Mike, for helping me out co-hosting with me on my show, because it's hard to do a show for this length of time unless you have a guest, and then
that's
it's
right,
easier
right.
But for you just to go you know, I feel like I'm talking to Charlie Brown's parents. Okay, so night,
right.
Everybody. Be kind, human.
Good night.
Have a blessed tomorrow.